it could potentially mean a pretty good wage increase for quite a few number of people. And that's really the motivation for the change in the regulation.
Paul Sicilian is an economics professor at Grand Valley State University with an emphasis on labor. He's discussing a May U.S. Department of Labor change raising the salary for overtime-exempt employees from about $23,000 to just over $47,000. Sicilian says the point of the increase is to mirror what the salary range is supposed to be for a middle managerial-type job or higher, and to boost stability for low- to middle-income wages. But will it have that effect?
That's where there's some controversy. I think reasonably the answer is yeah for a lot of people, but the concerns, or at least what critics will raise, is several issues. One is it's going to cause employers to hire less workers.
Sicilian says the other concerns include employers cutting wages, so the employee would then earn a smaller quote-unquote hourly and make up the difference with overtime. He says this scenario isn't very likely, although it's possible wages may rise more slowly over time.
And there is actually some people have suggested that people close to the new cutoff, you know, that are now exempt but would be now qualified for overtime, they may get a raise just so they're exempt again.
Sicilian says even if a slower wage growth plays out, the new overtime rule ultimately benefits employees in that pay grade. He says he does see a heavier burden on employers, particularly in hiring costs.
So in that sense, I think in a lot of cases, the employer might make adjustments to wages, but they won't be real big, and they're not going to respond by hiring lots of workers to avoid overtime.
The labor rule goes into effect in December. Hillary Farrell, WGVU News.